This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time. Item number one is stupid news. A man in Poland has been put in jail. He got one night in jail for shooting his slow flushing toilet.
Shooting his toilet?
The man opened fire on the toilet when it wouldn't flush fast enough. His landlord says this is the second time he shot that toilet.
Get a better toilet.
He showed that toilet.
Yeah, he sure did. Landlord says it was, the first time, though, he only grazed the toilet.
Oh, yeah, so only grazed it.
You know, toilets, they're they got moves.
Except, they dodge.
Yeah. Like the Matrix.
Was he, it had to be one of those low flow. Like,
I don't know what's happening here.
I'll be honest with him. I'm not condoning the behavior.
Yeah.
I understand the frustration.
Well, all too often, it happens here even. You got to hold the handle down for like a five count.
Yeah.
Because you're not letting all the water into the bowl.
Right.
Otherwise, sometimes you go in here and there's barely any water in the bottom of the toilet because somebody just hit the handle and walked.
Yep. Yeah. That's why I go in the sink. You go straight down.
You know what? Good point.
Right.
You turn those on, that water goes.
And then he gets his foot up in there and mashes it down the drain.
Yeah. Like making wine.
Before he even puts his pants back on. It's weird.
That's when you got to clean yourself up, right?
That's yucky.
Yeah.
What just happened?
I don't know.
You did poo-robics. One foot up here to stomp it down the...
Dude, when we were in Portugal last week, the hotel had... the bathroom has the legitimate bidet.
Separate device
entirely.
Yeah.
Warm water.
Living like a king.
It was kingly.
Yes, it's
amazing.
It was
kingly.
How this has not become the standard in America, I have no
idea. For hygiene, I don't know.
I don't know. Get it.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say. That's item one.
Item number two. Over to Cheshire, England.
Yes, I see.
Yes, indeed. A woman thought she was doing a good thing. She rescued a baby hedgehog.
Aww.
It was on the side of the road.
I found to be a hedgehog.
I see
the hedgehog by the rain.
She scooped it up into like a box with some cat food and left it in a warm, dry place.
That is so cute.
She didn't want to peek at it because she thought, like, you know, it would stress it out.
Right,
but
she's really being sweet.
Had it moved or pooped all night, so she took it to the vet.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's not a baby hedgehog.
No?
No. It's a pom-pom from a beanie hat.
You know,
suddenly the guy shooting the toilet makes a whole lot more sense to me.
She rescued the pom-pom from a beanie hat by the side of the road.
Very
gave it
sweet.
Food, put it in a box.
Yeah. Apparently she's about like 60s or 70s. And
I thought it was my hedgehog.
Yeah, the vet said she was very well-meaning. And she did everything the right way. It was just not an animal.
But I love that she couldn't help herself. She was like, I shouldn't peek.
I don't want to stress it out, you know? Otherwise, it won't be able to poop.
Yeah. How do you know it hasn't pooped if you're not looking at it?
The moment I learned that I needed glasses to drive, need to see long distance, I pulled over near my house to move a turtle across the road. And when I got up to the turtle, it turned out it was a pine cone. Just trying to get that.
So you know.
That pine cone across the road.
I was like, all right.
It was a pine cone.
I went home, called the eye doctor, went the next day.
I'm imagining drivers going by with Rod out there, nearsighted Rod, holding a pine cone,
waving them
walking
off.
It across the street.
Go ahead. Hey, I got him.
He's squinting the whole time, too. He's just like... I got you, buddy. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm helping him across the road.
I didn't pick it up. Yeah. I figured it out before I picked it up.
Wow.
That's
item number two.
Hysterical.
It's like a tiny pangolin.
Yeah.
A little pine cone.
There it is. All right.
Let's see. Finally, this one. Woo! Woo! This happened up in Indiana. Coleman Ferguson, 37 years old. He drives the Google Street View car.
You know,
the one with all the cameras on it?
Son of a...
He also led police on a 120-mile-an-hour chase in that thing.
I need those pictures.
You need street view, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before crashing the car into a creek, Coleman has pleaded guilty to a felony charge of trying to flee law enforcement. Wow. Coleman appears to have been mapping areas outside of Indianapolis. This happened last summer, apparently. A cop spotted the Google vehicle around 5 in the afternoon, driving at 120 miles an hour. So he wasn't even being chased yet.
He's trying to map this out quick, man.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
There's people waiting.
The car had California license plates, and police reported several 360-degree cameras mounted on a tall antenna. Wow. Also was wrapped with a vinyl skin, which has the Google logo and the Street View logo and all that stuff. Let's see. With the police in pursuit, Mr. Ferguson refused to stop the Google car. After passing one county off to another, he lost control of the vehicle, drove through a guardrail, went airborne, landed in a creek. The creek where he was eventually handcuffed and taken into custody.
You know what? He's got a story to tell.
Man, does he ever.
I want to find that area where he was driving and just see if I look behind the car. Do I just see static images of cop cars in every frame chasing him?
Yeah. Every house has a cop car in front of it.
Yeah.
It is unclear how Ferguson came to operate the Street View car. As a resident of Indianapolis, Coleman Ferguson has a rap sheet that includes two separate convictions for driving with a suspended license and a third for driving with expired plates. He recently worked at Indiana University, they say. But if he has these driving infractions, you wouldn't think you'd get a job driving.
You wouldn't think.
No. Right. Mm-hmm.
This guy had to be going 120 because he almost killed me, passing me. Not sure how he is still alive, wrote somebody who witnessed him go airborne and land in the creek.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
That, again.
Damn, dude.
Those pictures would be gold.
Yeah, Google, just use them.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes. All right.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why it is.
Stupid news.